Skies are cloudy, temperature 57 here at WOR. It's news coming up at 3 o'clock, bulletin at once. Coming up next, it's the Wilner Window. I'm Karen McHugh reporting from the WOR News Center.
Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic edges may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Fidel, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, the esteemed clinician, Dr. Richard Podell.
I'm feeling very esteemed today.
You look very esteemed. Okay, and for those of you who noticed that Don Goldberg is not here, that's because he's away motorcycling in Tuscany. And Sam Forbes is off this afternoon as well. Okay, but we have a special guest with us in the studio. She's a repeat guest. She was here a little over a year ago. Her name is Sherry Torkis. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Sherry.
Hi, thanks, Arnie. Great to be here.
Sherry was a guest on our show. And for those of you who attended the Gala Fest we had at the Hyatt over a year ago, Sherry was one of our guest speakers, and we were talking about phase two and Tomalin and weight loss and stuff like that. Anyway, Sherry has a new book out. It's called Winning at Weight Loss, and it's actually not just a weight loss book. It's a way to sort of, it's sort of a survival guide, a way to deal with the changing of the seasons, especially when you're going from summer into the winter months. So why is it necessary to do things differently, Sherry, when you do that, when you get to that type of thing?
Well, I think just as the weather is changing outside, so is our lifestyle patterns. And this weekend, for example, when it's pouring rain and it's starting to get colder outside, many of us don't feel like being outdoors and walking and exercising. Instead, we want to snuggle up indoors and maybe watch our favorite TV programs, listen to our radio shows, get cozy under a blanket, and maybe have some comfort food, some of that New York cheesecake or cookies, and so we're eating different.
Yeah, how'd you know that's what I did yesterday?
Well, had I not, I was out walking around the rain, but that's because I don't get to New York that often, so I was making the most of that rainy day, but otherwise I would probably be inside hibernating myself, and I think a lot of people tend to hibernate. As the weather gets colder outside, we become less active. And again, we're eating different types of foods, we're less active, so what ends up happening is that many people will gain weight over the winter months.
And what are the things, other than the fact that, you know, you become a little less active over the winter, what are the other factors that get you to put on weight?
Well, eating those comfort foods, and a lot of those foods are things that are not, that taste good, that make us feel good temporarily, but are not necessarily good when we're watching our weight. Reading a lot of refined starches and sugars, cakes and cookies and pies and things like that. And we're in holiday season as well. We've got Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all of the different holiday festivities where it's just one opportunity after another to overindulge. We tend to overeat, and there's more parties, so we're drinking more alcohol and doing things that, you know, end up causing us to gain some excess weight. And then in January, when we're making those New Year's resolutions, it makes it even tougher. And in fact, losing weight is the number one New Year's resolution that is made and broken every year.
So what are some of the newly recognized factors, other than the fact that we wind up eating too much and we eat the wrong foods? What is it about those foods that gets us to put on the weight?
Well, the problem with eating foods that are those comfort foods that are high in starches and sugars is that these foods are high in the glycemic index. And the glycemic index is a scale, and your listeners may have heard about this before. There's a lot in the news about the glycemic index. It's a scale that helps us to understand how quickly or slowly a carbohydrate food is broken down into sugar. Foods that are broken down very quickly have a high glycemic index. And that, of course, would be a lot of those bagels and muffins and cookies.
Okay, so it breaks down quickly, and so what's wrong with that?
Well, those foods are also low in fiber. They're high in sugar. And the problem with eating foods that are high in the glycemic index is that a number of studies over the past decade or so has found a correlation between increased risk of diabetes, cholesterol, triglycerides, heart problems, and weight gain if you eat a high glycemic diet. So if you're continuously eating those types of comfort foods, refined starches and sugars, it can increase your risk of chronic disease such as diabetes, heart disease, weight gain. But it also affects us emotionally, and we're not always getting good sources of nutrition because those foods are often high in calories but devoid of nutritional value.
Yeah, I think one of the important things is that everybody needs sugar because that's our brain works on blood sugar. But sugar rises very rapidly. It sets off a hormonal chain of events. It causes the increase of adrenaline secretion, causes insulin to come out. Insulin will drive the sugar down, and you get so-called hypoglycemia a few hours later. Insulin tends to increase appetite. It tends to promote fat storage as opposed to fat breakdown. And so the idea would be you'd like to eat carbohydrates. You have to eat carbohydrates. But you want carbohydrates to come into the body slowly over several hours rather than zoom in all at once and then the body has to react to it. So the low glycemic index foods are foods where the blood sugar rises slowly, gently, and evenly as opposed to the surging rise that you would get, say, with a piece of bread. A piece of bread, even a whole wheat bread, falls apart almost instantly, is digested almost instantly, very high blood sugar. You take a piece of pasta, which is very compact, even if it is white pasta as opposed to whole wheat pasta, it's going to come in much more slowly because it takes the body time to pick it apart because of its compactness.
That's right. And those foods that are low on the glycemic index tend to be higher in fiber and are much better choices just for overall health, but also, you know, if you're trying to watch your weight or lower your blood sugar or, you know, reduce your triglycerides or cholesterol, you're much better off to have a low glycemic diet. And again, yes, we do need to have those carbohydrates. I'm very glad that we've seen the end of the no-carb, low-carb diet craze, mm-hmm. because that certainly wasn't a healthy way to go.
And of course, in general, if you take any food and add fiber to it, it slows down the entry of sugar. And I guess that's partly what you have in your background in part of the weight loss program, these high-fat type fiber supplements. No, not high-fat. These high fiber type supplements that slow the rise of blood sugar.
That's right. Fiber is always a great thing to add to your diet if you're looking at wanting to try and promote better, healthier blood sugar levels. If you're trying to cut down on your total caloric intake, fiber helps to make us feel more full so that we, you know, will eat less throughout the day. It has so many important functions in the body, and I have a section of my booklet, Winning at Weight Loss, devoted to the health benefits of fiber.
Talking about the booklet and Sherry, by the way, Sherry's going to be at our Park Avenue store tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and she'll be signing her book, Winning at Weight Loss, and she'll be there to talk to you. So any of you, if you have any questions about weight loss or fitness, Sherry's a certified fitness instructor, so she does that as well, and she happens to be a pharmacist. Okay, we didn't say that you were a pharmacist, too. So
absolutely. Okay, fellow pharmacist.
fellow lady pharmacist.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to pause for a short break, and when we come back, Sherry's going to tell us some examples of some of these low glycemic index foods. This is Arnie Gatomer.
Sir Richard Parnell.
Okay, our special guest, Sherry Torkus, and we'll all be back after these messages. You know, many experts believe that the most effective type of probiotic is a live, culture-active, and ready to work in your body. That's why so many people find that BioK Plus is the best way to provide friendly bacteria that help with digestive problems, the immune system, intestinal health, and high cholesterol. BioK Plus provides 50 billion fresh active bacteria, Acidophilus and KCI, in either a fermented milk base, plain or fruit flavored, or a dairy-free soy base. Remember, much of the research on Acidophilus was done on yogurt cultures, not freeze-dried capsules. The patented strain of Acidophilus in BioK Plus has actually been proven clinically effective in preventing antibiotic-associated diarrhea and is currently used in many hospitals. BioK Plus must be refrigerated, and it comes in six packs, with a typical dose of 1/2 bottle per day. Original, flavored, or dairy-free, BioK Plus is also available in capsule form for extra convenience. If you want to feel better, try BioK Plus, the live, active probiotic supplement available at Wilner Chemists.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
When I want to soothe my throat, I reach for Nature's Answer's delicious organic herbal drops. Each drop contains a unique blend of herbs, such as organic echinacea, elderberry, and peppermint. Nature's Answer's herbal drops are naturally sweetened with certified organic brown rice syrup. No sugar or artificial sweeteners. Available in 5 delicious flavors, they are the perfect throat drops for adults and children alike.
Ask for Nature's Answer's herbal drops at fine health food stores or naturesanswer.com.
Doctor's Best offers Celadrin, one of the newest, most effective natural anti-inflammatory supplements in a cream, capsule, soft gel, and with glucosamine. Celadrin safely promotes flexibility and healthy joint function. Clinical studies have shown Celadrin to be effective, yet without side effects. So, if you have a problem with stiff, sore joints, Celadrin from Doctor's Best may be the answer. It decreases the inflammation, lubricates and restores fluids that cushion bones and joints, promoting flexibility and mobility. That's Celadrin, C-E-L-A-D-R-I-N. And here's some great news. All 4 Celadrin products from Doctor's Best are now on sale at 1/2 price. Your choice, cream, soft gel, or regular capsules in a glucosamine complex from Doctor's Best, now on sale at 1/2 price at all Wilner Chemist locations, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And as promised, Sherry is now going to give you some examples of the low glycemic index foods and the so-called good carbohydrates.
Yes, those types of foods, Arnie, would be most of all of your fruits and your vegetables and whole grains. If you're going to be choosing a bread or a pasta, of course, you're always better off to go with the multigrain, the high grain type product, because the more fiber in the grain, the more slowly it's broken down in your system, and therefore the lower the glycemic index of that particular food. So the good news is that all of our health-promoting foods, our fruits and vegetables and the multigrain products, tend to be lower in the glycemic index. So those are the types of foods that you want to include, the carbohydrates that you want to focus on as part of a healthy diet, not just for weight loss, but also for cutting your risk of other chronic health problems.
Okay, let me give you folks the number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. We're opening up the phones. If you want to call in, ask some questions, be glad to try and answer them. Okay, what type of, are there any supplements that can be of help to people who want to sort of get started to lose a few pounds?
Absolutely. In my booklet, Winning at Weight Loss, I do go through some supplements that have been clinically tested to support weight loss. One of them is a white kidney bean extract. It's called Phase 2. That's PHASE and then the number 2. Phase 2 is an ingredient, and you'll see it in a variety of different branded weight loss supplements. For example, Natrol, they have a product called Carb Intercept that contains Phase 2. And this product is a starch neutralizer. So it is something that is taken before you eat a starchy meal. So before you have your breads, your pasta, potatoes, rice, bagels or muffins, any of those types of starchy carbohydrates, which you're smiling, and I know those are our comfort foods. And during this time of year, yes, many of us are reaching for more of those types of foods. Phase 2, working as a starch neutralizer, helps to reduce the amount of starch that gets broken down into sugar. So that results in two things. It helps to reduce the amount of calories that get absorbed, so it supports weight loss. And you also get a lowering of the glycemic impact of that food. Because normally, if you were to eat a bagel or a muffin, as Dr. Bedell was mentioning, those things are broken down quickly. You get a rapid increase in your blood sugar, and therefore insulin has to come on board to bring that down. So with Phase 2 reducing the amount of sugar that gets absorbed, you don't have that big increase in your blood sugar levels after a meal. And that's been studied at University of Scranton and also at Northridge Medical Center affiliated with UCLA. They've done clinical studies showing that this supplement actually reduces the breakdown of starch into sugar, reducing those after-meal blood sugar levels, and also supporting weight loss.
Okay, so this is a product that you would take, let's say, a half hour, 15 minutes before you eat, a couple of capsules.
Exactly.
When you're eating a starchy meal to help prevent the breakdown of the starches into sugar.
That's right, because that's what normally happens when we eat starchy foods. They are broken down into small sugar molecules in our system, and then that sugar, of course, is absorbed and burned as energy or can get stored as fat. And we're eating larger portions of starchy foods, as we tend to do over these winter months. It can contribute to weight gain. So the benefit of taking supplements containing Phase 2 is they support weight loss and they lower the amount of sugar that gets into your system. And the ideal time to take it is, yes, before you eat that starchy meal, ideally 15, 20 minutes or so beforehand. The recommended dosage would be 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams. So depending on what product you're taking, I know Natrol, they have both a 500 and a 1,000 milligram dosage forms, so you would take anywhere from, you know, 2 to 3 of those, and it again supports weight loss.
Okay. One of the other types of things that seemed to help with weight loss was a fatty acid called CLA.
That's right. Tonalin CLA.
And that, but that's not, that doesn't work like in the same way as Carb Intercept.
No, it has a very different mechanism. The Carb Intercept or the Phase 2 is strictly a starch neutralizer. It works only on neutralizing starch from the diet. CLA, which we could call a good fat, it's actually a derivative of a fatty acid. It works by helping the body break down fat more efficiently. It helps to also reduce the number of fat cells. And there's been some good research on that supplement as well for weight loss.
Okay. All righty. We have a few callers on the phone. Let's say hello to Mary from Newtown, Connecticut.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mary.
I just turned it on. I'm sorry. Normally I'm an avid fan, but I had a lot of homework. But I had just gotten the Suzanne Summers diet book, and I wondered what your guests thought about that. And then I have another brief question on something else.
You have a comment?
I'm familiar with the Suzanne Summers diet. I think her program advocates not combining your proteins with your carbohydrates, separating
mm-hmm.
them out. I can't say personally that I've seen any clinical research on that particular program. I know some people that have followed it and found benefits with it. I know that she does recommend a healthy type of diet, but again, it's more on the food combining theory. Perhaps maybe Dr. Bedell could comment further
Well, no, I actually don't know the details of that.
Yeah, it's more of, I think, just, again, separating your carbs and your proteins and your fats. I think she also recommends if you are eating carbs, you eat the good carbs, so the low glycemic carbohydrates. So in that sense, I think there's some merit to the diet. And, you know, with all of these fad diets, I'd like to comment that my approach to weight loss is not surrounding a fad diet. My booklet, Winning at Weight Loss, is a 64-page booklet that outlines healthy eating strategies, the types of exercises to boost your fat-burning potential, and the use of smart supplements to support weight loss. I've never been one to really advocate low-carb diets, high-protein, low-fat, cabbage soup, grapefruit, all of these things that come on, because what we see is, in the long run, those types of restrictive diets that are difficult to follow and restrictive, they don't work long-term, and some of them can even be dangerous, especially if you're cutting carbs out of your diet altogether. So I recommend a moderate approach, eating healthy foods in reasonable portion sizes. I give recommendations in my book that I put together with a dietitian that outline the types of foods that will actually help to support weight loss.
Makes sense to me. Okay, Mary, you had another question?
Just real quickly, the Floridix Galaxia Herbal Bitters. Someone gave them to me to try, and I think that they helped. And I wonder if you could tell me, am I supposed to use that daily? Is it good to use it daily?
Bitters help to sort of tonify and stimulate the digestive system, the digestive juices. That's the purpose of you know, bitters. And if it seems to help your digestion, then by all means you can use it daily. There's no reason why you couldn't use it. There's a few different herbal bitters products available. There's the one from Floridix.
That's the one.
Yeah, okay. There's Swedish bitters. They're all fine. It sort of lets your body know that, hey, we're getting ready for food, so start doing your stuff.
Oh, I was taking it after the meal.
No, you want to do it sort of like the German word is Vorspeise, you know, before you eat.
Oh, okay. Now, give me a good fish oil from you.
Okay. Stay tuned. We have to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic, and then we'll get to your questions.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arne tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health, available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing.
And now let's go to the traffic.
Thanks, Tony. Good afternoon, everyone. If you're flying LaGuardia and Newark airports, each have 90-minute delays on arrivals. Call your carrier ahead of time. In Warren County, New Jersey, eastbound Route 80, there's an accident still being cleared before exit 19 in Alamuchi. The westbound side has heavy rubbernecking delays. Both ways of Route 46 in Morris County have an accident investigation cleared now at Village Way in Mount Olive. There are residual delays. Both ways of Route 23 remain closed at the Alexander Avenue ramp in Pequannock Township with flooding. Westbound Route 495, there's debris still being cleared from an overturned tractor trailer at Route 3 in North Bergen. Both ways of the Lincoln Tunnel look good, as well as the inbound Holland leaving the city. It's 10 minutes. Both ways of the George Washington Bridge are less than 5. The Tappan Zee Bridge is heading into Rockland County with construction blocking two lanes, doing better into Westchester. In Westchester, Westchester southbound Sawmill River Parkway has flooding closing the right lane between Farragut Avenue and Lawrence Street in Hastings on Hudson. This report brought to you by Maalox Traffic giving you heartburn. Look for money-saving coupons on chewable Maalox antacid barrier in today's newspaper. I'm Diane De Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients and a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These statements are not being evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient to the cardiovascular system and one of the strongest antioxidants available. But how do you know which CoQ10 to choose? Q-Absorb from Jarrow Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. Q-Absorb is clinically tested, 100% natural, and supports healthy heart function. Absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10, and this is where Q-Absorb excels. Studies show that Q-Absorb expands blood vessels and improves oxygen consumption. When combined with exercise, Q-Absorb supplementation produced near-normal endothelial function. So don't just ask for CoQ10. Ask for Q-Absorb from Jarrow Formulas. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Jarrow Formula products. Discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale, which goes into effect actually tomorrow at Wilner Chemist. We have over 50 product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price. Doctor's Best, America's Finest are 40% off. American Health, Home Health, Source Naturals at 35% off. Da Vinci, Country Life, Rainbow Light, Twin Lab on sale at 30% off, and much, much more. If you don't have a copy of our new 224-page fall edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, don't worry, it's on the way. It'll be in your mailboxes shortly. But it is filled with health information and product data, and if you're coming by the store, we should have our copies any day now. So give us a call at 800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address, we'll mail you one. 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or, of course, you can get a copy from our website at www.wilner.com. And you can also come to either of our two stores and pick one up. The Midtown store is 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street, block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. Okay, and our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who had difficulty getting through earlier. And now let's get back to Mary. You're still there, Mary?
I am.
Okay, well, yeah, that was good. You stayed on the phone.
I'm lucky to talk to you. You kidding?
I know. You don't realize how lucky you are. I'll tell you. You know, you got three of us for the price of one.
I know.
Okay. Well, you had a question about fish oil.
Yeah, I want a good get. I have your catalog, but there's too many. I don't know which one to get.
But, you know, years ago, I wouldn't have, you know, the answer would have been maybe one or two products. But today there's just so many good fish oils.
Okay.
Health from the Sea, which is a division of Health from the Sun, they've recently come out with some nice fish oil products.
Nordic Natural has some excellent fish oils. Carlson has excellent fish oils. Tyler makes a product called Eskimo 3. So you really have just so many nice fish oils to choose from. Look through some of our ads and you'll find some nice products available.
What a good one. That's what I said. How do I know anymore? You need to be a...
No, that's what I gave you. I gave you the company.
You did great. Thank you. Can I just ask Sherry one quick question?
Yeah, sure.
I do know about good dieting because I went on the specific carbohydrate diet by Elaine Gottschall. But what I was curious with Suzanne Summers, I was just looking for some more helpful recipes. She uses a lot of eggs. And do you feel that's fine?
I think eggs can be part of a healthy diet. And, you know, years and years ago when I was going through school, there was that thought that we should limit eggs because they do contain cholesterol. But 80% of cholesterol in the body is produced in the liver, and a small amount does come from the diet. I think that unless you have an intolerance to eggs, I think they're a good source of protein. And if you're buying omega-3 eggs,
they're a great source of the sulfur-containing amino acids.
That's right, any omega-3s. You can buy omega-3 eggs.
Sure.
You can get organic eggs, of course, which is better.
Yeah,
when you do the studies, adding extra eggs to the diet only has a fairly modest effect raising cholesterol. That is, the main dietary determinants of your cholesterol level really have to do with the fats and perhaps some of the sugars that you eat. Eating cholesterol itself, while it does have some effect, is not, for most people, a major effect. It is for a few people, but not for most. So eggs are a little bit fatty, but they have a lot of good amino acids. They're very good proteins. And so on balance, a reasonable number of eggs is probably pretty good. There are a whole lot worse things you could look at.
Okay, thanks for that call, Mary.
Thank you.
And next, let's say hello to Susan from Queens.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question about esophagus Barrett's, which is high level of acid in the stomach, and I was told it can lead to cancer. I was told that I should take acid blocker. And my question is, I wonder if there is any supplements or diet that I can take instead of the acid blocker because of the side effects.
Okay, let's talk first. Dr. Podell, explain briefly what's Barrett's esophagus.
Well, Barrett's esophagus is a inflammation along the esophagus, which is the tube from the back of the throat to the stomach. And it's not just an inflammation of esophagitis, but it also has some changes that in a small percent of people can go on toward a cancer. And that if a so-called Barrett's esophagus is found, the gastroenterologist should go back and take a look every year or whatever schedule that they set up. Now, that is partly due to acid and partly due to the mechanics of the reflux that goes back where the acid belongs in the stomach, shouldn't be dribbling back into the esophagus, but for reasons unclear, it often does. The straightforward way to block that is with an acid blocker. And while these medicines have some side effects, like they tend to block the absorption of vitamin B12, they're generally not terrible side effects as far as we can tell. So the question of how to do it otherwise, surely one can eat things like Tums that block acid in different ways, but really what you'd like to try and understand is why it is that either, one, you're producing too much acid, or two, why it's refluxing. And the kinds of things that tend to produce too much acid are stress, which you deal with in the various psychological and physical ways of lowering stress, overweight and girdles, which tend to push the stomach in a way that makes acid reflux back, perhaps spices in many ways. Generally speaking, a diet that's relatively low in fat, low in sugars, high in fruits and vegetables and so on is generally a better kind of diet. Having said that, there's a lot we don't understand about why over these last 40 years, as the incidence of ulcers has gone way down, and we got the Nobel Prize just last week for Barry Marshall for discovering the Helicobacter, it isn't a psychological cause, but a physical cause for the duodenal ulcer, at the same time, esophageal disease is going up, 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 and up. We don't quite understand why.
Okay. One of the things that I like to talk about in terms of an esophagus, not just Barrett's esophagus, any type of irritable esophagus, is something called deglycerized licorice. Mm-hmm. Deglycerized licorice is
it's the type of product I recommend is a chewable tablet. And when you chew it, the licorice sort of seeps down the esophagus, and when you take it on an empty stomach, which is the way it should be taken, is very healing and very soothing. So a lot of the irritation and inflammation can be soothed with deglycerized licorice. You take a couple of tablets, taste like licorice, you chew them about a half hour before you eat, and it sort of soothes and coats and just makes it feel a lot better. I don't know that it would necessarily change the outcome of the Barrett's, actually, but at least it will make you feel a little better, and you won't feel, or it'll heal the effects of some of that acid that regurgitates into the esophagus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I've used deglycerized licorice as well. DGL, we call it for short, and I found that to be very helpful in patients that are struggling with some of these acid-related esophageal problems.
Okay, Susan, that's about the best. There's something, Dr. Podell, what do you think about that zinc carnosine in something like this?
I don't know enough about it. I mean, there have been claims made for its usefulness, and I've never used it, and I don't really know. I'll have a quickly look at it.
It's a combination of zinc and carnosine, which they've used for gastritis and stomach problems.
I mean, strangely enough, there was also an article showing benefit in autism, but like most things in the that are non-patentable, you never get these studies repeated, so you never know what to make of them.
Yeah. Okay, Susan, thanks so much for the call. 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here at the studio at the Wilner Window. And let's say hello to Nancy from Northport, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. Approximately 10 years ago, my brother was diagnosed with toxic hepatitis, job-related. And due to the fine efforts from your Park Avenue facility, we were able to stabilize this. But now he's been diagnosed with high cholesterol, so he cannot go on any pharmaceutical grade of trying to lower this. Mm-hmm. So I was calling to find out if there's, I'm looking at Da Vinci Labs, they have Cholestasure. Is there something nutritionally that he could take to help lower his cholesterol?
Okay.
His diet is good, he's vegetables, he's, exercising, but it's still high.
Okay, the first, how old is he?
60.
Okay. The first thing that we usually like to do when we talk about cholesterol is we like to know what numbers we're looking at.
Mm.
So you need to know at least four things. You need to know triglycerides, you need to know total cholesterol, you need to know HDL, and you need to know LDL. That's usually the best way to deal with this type of problem.
Okay.
However, if you were concerned about your brother because of his liver, you wouldn't want him to be taking anything that had a direct liver effect. So that would be the statin drugs.
Right.
Those impact the liver. Another thing which impacts the liver and also works well is the B vitamin niacin in high doses. So something which does not impact the liver is something called phytosterols, the cytosterols. That works by interfering with the body's ability really to absorb cholesterol. So that might be one thing for him to try, first effort.
And there was one study that I came across not too long ago. This was actually done in Canada, University of Toronto study, that compared the effects of a diet that was high in these phytosterols. I think they had phytosterols and just a lot of plant-type foods and flaxseed, and they compared it to a statin drug. And they found that the results were actually quite comparable in terms of the cholesterol-lowering benefits. So I think it is something that, we can approach this naturally. In a lot of cases, you can get very good results with the phytosterols, the foods and the flaxseed and things like that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you mentioned the fiber and the flaxseed as well.
Yeah, the fiber and the flaxseed.
So that's another thing that he could do as well. In addition to, there's probably a few products available. One of them is Twin Lab has one called Cholesterol Success, and that's a phytosterol product which interferes with the cholesterol absorption. There are fiber products as well. The flax fiber that Sherry mentioned would be a good one. So those are the places that he would look at first. But once again, you really should know those four numbers and see what you have to do. Is his HDL good? You don't have to worry about that. Or is it just his LDL that's high? You know, so how's his triglyceride? Is he eating too much carbohydrates? You know, so these are things that you'd want to look at.
Because even a high carbohydrate diet, if you're eating the wrong types of carbohydrates in excess, that can actually elevate triglycerides and cause some changes in your lipid profiles.
Okay, Nancy. Get some of those numbers if you want and give us a call next week.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. And it's time for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We take questions just about anything related to nutrition. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Pavia.
Our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And we'll be back after this message from Natrol. What's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs, attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol's been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemist, always at discount prices. Find out more at brainspeed.com. When menopause symptoms hit, Femgest Progesterone Cream may help. Formulated for life's natural changes, Femgest Progesterone Cream is the high-quality, odorless progesterone cream offering a natural, holistic approach during a woman's transitional menopause cycles. Femgest Progesterone Cream helps address the changes and challenges associated with perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopausal years. It's the product today's women are looking for to help them achieve inner health and balance. A unique time-tested odorless formulation, Femgest Progesterone Cream combines the physician-recommended amount of organically-based progesterone with soothing aloe vera gel and grapefruit extract. For help with life's natural changes, turn to the natural support of Femgest Progesterone Cream, available only at Wilner Chemist and other natural food stores and vitamin specialty retailers. The entire lines of home health and American health products are now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 35% off list price. Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. And one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgo Dyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgo Dyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Dyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented Ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgo Dyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgo Dyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And before we get back to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi-Collection of multivitamin supplements. Okay, and now let's see. Who's next? Luby from Milford, Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. I just bought a tape on Dr. Perricone's weight loss management.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening this morning to this tape, and he said that high-potency omega-3s come and counteract the bad fats that we ingest, and this way help bypass the ATP cycle and releases more. The energy of these fats is released through heat thermogenesis, and people are able to lose weight a little bit easier. Is that true? And what does it mean, high-potency omegas? What's considered high-potency?
What's considered high-potency? That's somewhat subjective. Some people would say high-potency is more than 3 grams a day. Some people might say high-potency is more than 6 grams a day. It's not really an exact thing.
Okay.
Now, as far as what he's saying about weight loss and thermogenesis, I don't know. How about you, Dr. Poda?
No, I don't know.
Well, I can comment just very briefly because I did see something come across not too long ago suggesting that omega-3 fatty acids can help increase fat oxidation, and I believe it was research done in Scandinavia, very preliminary research, though, but there is, I guess, some investigation going on in that area and the ability of omega-3 fatty acids to help increase fat oxidation. We also know that omega-3 fatty acids, I mean, they're so important for overall health, for brain function. Some evidence to suggest as well that they can improve insulin response and insulin sensitivity. I think there are a lot of reasons to consider omega-3 fatty acids. They're good for our heart, and it's something that we certainly do not get enough of in our diet. So a good supplement of omega-3s that you can find at Wilner would be a smart choice.
Yeah, you know, omega-3s are a good choice. I don't know. I haven't read his book about that, so I need to see in what context he's speaking. So, but that's about the best answer we can give you, Luby. Thanks for the call. And next we have Virginia from Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a family member that has been diagnosed with diabetes type 2. Would phase 2 product that you were discussing earlier be helpful for him?
Well, the research on phase 2 has not been done specifically on diabetics. However, it has been found that taking phase 2 before starchy carbohydrates does reduce the amount of starch that gets broken down into sugar. So for diabetics, type 2 diabetics, that could be very beneficial because it's lowering the after-meal blood sugar levels. There's also some evidence to show that it does help to improve blood sugar balance, insulin control, insulin response, but I think that's something that will be looked at further down the road. That being said, I think that as long as, you know, phase 2 is being used, let the doctor and their health care provider know, so you might want to be checking blood sugar levels a little bit closely while you're adding the supplement in, because it's going to actually have an effect to lower that after-meal blood sugar level. And also, if it was your brother, if he is overweight and that has led to his type 2 diabetes, phase 2 may offer a benefit in that regard in helping to support weight loss, because we know that one of the biggest risk factors for type 2 diabetes today is being overweight or obese. That's why we're seeing such a huge epidemic with type 2 diabetes today, is the number of people that are struggling with their weight.
Yeah, just a very brief practical point. People have been exercising in the summer. They go out and they walk. They sort of intend to keep doing that, but then it's going to get cold. And unless people have sort of made up their plans in advance, whether they're going to go to a mall or have a treadmill or whatever it is, they often find that they stop exercising because it's not as comfortable out in the cold, and never crack around to again until next spring. So prepare, anticipate.
That's a very good point. There are lots of things you can do when it gets cold. As Dr. Goodell mentioned, going to a mall. We've got some great malls here. Mall walking is great. Even picking up an exercise video for $10 or $15, getting some resistance tubing, some hand weights to keep yourself moving, because exercise, of course, is important for helping to improve blood sugar response and levels, and also controlling body weight.
Right. And the product you had mentioned specifically was Natural called Intercept?
It was on Natural, and it was called Carb Intercept, and I know they have that at Wilner, and it's available in both 500 and 1,000 milligram strengths.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Virginia. And let's see, who's next? James from Brooklyn.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, James.
Hi, I'd like to know what the latest studies are on chitosan and whether that's a recommended supplement for either cholesterol loss or weight loss.
Chitosan is an extract that I think it's made from like the shells of shellfish shells.
That's right. Yeah. So I think it's an inner membrane, isn't it, between the shell and the outer.
Anyway, what it does really is it absorbs fat. So if you take, theoretically, you take chitosan with a fatty food, you know, when you're eating fats, it'll help, complex some of the fats, so some of those fats won't be absorbed.
And I think in terms of the research, there's been some conflicting research on the real value of chitosan. I think that some of the claims that were made years ago were a little overinflated, and it wasn't actually delivering. It wasn't neutralizing or blocking fats in the way it was promoted to do so. Now, I do know that there is a newer, highly concentrated, I think it's a low polymer type chitosan that is being, actually I think it comes from Canada. Can't think of the brand name just now, but it does have some good research behind it showing helps with weight loss and cholesterol.
Okay, thanks for that call, James. And now let's hear a word about Asparitox from Integrative Therapeutics.
When Mother Nature turns nasty, fight back with a little of her own medicine, Asparitox, with supercharged echinacea. As the seasons change, you'll want this natural, feel-better essential for proven immune support. Asparitox is chewable, tasty, and has the triple action power of two types of echinacea plus two immune-enhancing herbs, Baptisia and Thuja. This combination is more powerful than echinacea alone, and it supports your body's resistance when you need it most. Each herb is unique in the way it affects immune function, and studies show this combination provides broad-spectrum support to activate your immune system. Clinically proven with over 70 years of use and research, Asparitox is great for the whole family. When you're not feeling at your peak and can't afford to gamble with your health, choose proven immune support. Arm your body's defense system with Asparitox and feel better twice as fast. When results matter, there's only one true choice, Asparitox from Integrative Therapeutics. Asparitox is available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilma Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more Ester C products than any other company. And the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course. Okay, for you folks who don't already know, this is a two-hour program. Alrighty? And we've reached the end of the first hour. We've been talking with Sherry Torkis, and Sherry will be back again next hour. For those of you who want to call, our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Those of you who are on the phones, stay right there, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back, which will just happen to be about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AM/HD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. The skies are cloudy. Temperature, a very fall-like 58 degrees. I'm Carol McHugh. According to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, nearly 20,000 people have been killed and more than twice that many injured in a huge earthquake that has rocked that region of the world. It happened Saturday. Speaking on CNN's late edition, Shaukat Aziz said the numbers are still coming in. President Bush is pledging to help the stricken region and has already spoken with the president of Pakistan about doing so. One thing Prime Minister Aziz says is needed from Uncle Sam, helicopters.
We have no problem.